Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to Top Stories, I'm Andy Zaltzman. The UK economy has faced some turbulent times over the lifespan of the Bugle, so we've tried to do what we can to help. For today's delve into our archives, we go back to August 2010, when I and John Oliver had some top tips for dealing with the budget deficit.
Top story this week, Britain tightens its belt and immediately considers buying bigger trousers. Andy, Britain has finally had to accept that it has to do something about the size of its budget deficit. Why? Because Britain's budget deficit is fat, Andy. It's not just that the current economy makes it look fat, it is fat. Fat with a PH and with three capital Fs. It's f***ing fat. How fat exactly? Try £149 billion fat. That is undeniably overweight. In fact, it's morbidly economically obese, so much so that Britain is about to go on a fiscal diet. Reducing a deficit is very much like losing weight. You don't want to do it too quickly, or you'll just pile it all straight back on, but you have to be committed to it and not go secretly binging on defence spending in the middle of the night when you think no one's looking. And you can't cheat either and go stand next to Greece's deficit just to make yours feel thinner.
Yeah, we are tightening our belts, John, and we are tightening them around the neck of public spending whilst kicking the chair of social justice from underneath its twitching feet. So, yeah, we all need a little bit of austerity now and then. I've not had a lot in my life, to be honest. The closest I've come to austerity was when I was only allowed one armband on a sponsored swim as a kid. One width turned into a 28-hour marathon as I swam round and round in circles. But to be fair, over the years, John, successive governments... we've not really faced up to the truth of our public spending. Successive governments have spoon-fed us so much sugar to make the economy go down that Britain has now developed weapons-grade diabetes. But I've been doing my bit here in Edinburgh, John. I've actually cut 25%, which is what the government's going to cut 25% off of public spending. I've cut 25% of the best jokes of my show out. So
that's very, very good, Andy.
Yeah, well, the show's nowhere near as funny as it should be, but that is for valid satirical reasons.
But it is going to be a painful diet, this, and just like any diet, it's not going to be any fun for Britain at all. People need to be convinced also that this is actually going to work and that the country is one day going to be standing triumphantly on a billboard somewhere, proudly holding out our fat pants from our waist, showing just how much budget deficit we've lost, and doing long testimonials at the World Economic Forum about how we feel centuries younger now and that any country can do it if you just believe in yourselves. But how are people reacting to the first round of cuts there, Andy?
Well, with, I think, justified terror, generally, yeah. John, that I think the government's plan is to cut absolutely everything.
Right.
On the grounds that we don't really need anything these days from the government.
I mean, right.
We don't need schools, you know, in the age of Wikipedia. Schools are obsolete.
Take Britain off the grid.
Yeah,
that's
We don't need the health service, John. There are too many people in the world as it is, and you know, I think in many ways, we don't need pensions. We need to be disincentivising longevity, not financially rewarding it. Government also closing down or stopping a lot of playground building schemes, and this is part of a scaling back of all playtime for children, and there will be jail terms for kids caught playing hopscotch. Marbles.
Listen, they've got to contribute too, Andy. It's their future, not ours.
That's right.
That's the thing. Everyone knew this was coming, these cutbacks, but it definitely doesn't make them any easier to stomach. Just last month, the British government abolished the UK Film Council, the Health Protection Agency, and dozens of other groups that regulate, advise, and distribute money in the arts, healthcare, industry, and other areas. The aim is that by shrinking down to its bare bones, the government can cut expenditures by $130 billion. Over the next 5 years. It is said to be the longest, deepest, sustained period of cuts to public services spending since World War II. And at least then, Andy, we knew we were funding the mother of all fireworks displays. We were getting some pretty loud bangs for our devalued bucks back then. People in England are already seriously feeling the pinch, but the truth is that this is just fiscal foreplay, getting everyone ready for the real budget banging that's going to be taking place in October. Because when the government issues its next long-term budget, analysts have estimated that around 600,000 public sector jobs could be lost nationwide. That is terrible. We may be looking at the future of huge public sector strikes. Even the chief executive of the UK Supreme Court said she did not know whether it would be able to function at all if its budget were cut by the proposed 40%. So we may have no Supreme Court, which might work out well, because as you mentioned, it'll mean there's no court to deal with the numerous lawsuits that are going to come from the fact that thousands of planned playground upgrades in England are being immediately frozen, mean that little Timmy is going to get halfway down the slide before plummeting headfirst into the ground.
Well, I mean, it's quite a major thing, the cutbacks that are affecting the already beleaguered criminal justice system, and I guess it's all part of an efficiency drive, because, you know, law courts are pretty inefficient, and surely it's time now for us to embrace either mob justice, which is pretty efficient but often wrong, or trial by media, which is even more efficient and usually wrong.
Yeah.
So, you can pretty much get the results by the time the newspapers come out the following day. And why would three tabloid newspaper editors know any less about justice than 12 randomly selected members of the public?
Exactly.
You know, these are all perfectly legitimate cutbacks. Also, I believe the government are long-term looking to phase out women and old people and children. And I guess that's what you can expect from a largely male cabinet. That's just the way it goes. A lot of people pretty queasy about George the Human Chainsaw Osborne's gross-out slasher budget that is either going to save Britain from becoming Albania or make it become Albania, depending on your view of these things. They did actually warn us of this, John. They said, I think we talked about this on the Bugle before, they had an advert just before the election basically lying and trying to terrify people about what would happen if there was a hung parliament after the election. And one of the things they said was that a hung parliament would bring the British economy to its knees. And looking at this cuts programme, at last we have some politicians who are trying to make good on their pre-election promises. Let's cut them some slack, John. That's all I say.
It does seem that the government are now only one step away from insisting that 75% of the British population go into hibernation and don't come out again until the spring of 2015. Also, the problem is, of course, Britain still has to host an Olympics in 2 years. And perhaps it's time that someone suggests a full austerity Olympics. The athletes' village will be replaced by an athletes' campsite, and all the swimming events can take place in the river. And finally, instead of gold, silver and bronze, the medals will be copper, tin and cardboard. Still, Andy, this is Britain. Let's remember that. There is nothing that the Brits cannot handle stoically. We invented the stiff upper lip. We survived the Blitz with the rallying cry of keep calm and carry on. In other words, just ignore the Gestapo. They're merely showing off. There is nothing that could break our resolve and make us lose our collective cool, apart from Prime Minister David Cameron cracking down on low-cost alcohol in supermarkets. Unfortunately, that is exactly what he's doing, and I fear that he could end up in Trafalgar Square next week with his head on a spike. I'm not even saying that he's wrong. Something clearly has to be done about Britain's attitude towards alcohol, and David Cameron wants to stop people, as he puts it, preloading and getting off their heads on cheap shop-bought alcohol, going on to say that action is needed to stop Britain's town and city centres resembling the Wild West. Difference being, of course, that the Wild West is looked back upon with a romantic tinge, whereas Britain's town centres on weekends cannot conjure up any image other than just people vomiting into bins.
And of course, all that behaviour that Cameron has just described, if you put it in black tie and a bow tie, it basically becomes the Bullingdon Club, which, of course, is what he was in at Oxford.
But apparently he's backing Greater Manchester Council's plans to bring in minimum prices through bylaws that state each unit of alcohol must cost at least 50 pence. It's all eminently sensible, but Britain is wound pretty tight at the moment, and he may be suggesting taking away the one thing that people use to paper over their misery. Think of Britain as buckaroo. The British public have had a lot placed on their plastic donkeys' backs recently. Healthcare cuts, education cuts, high inflation, budget freezes. And this final little burden of alcohol increases may just make that donkey go f***ing crazy.
You do slightly feel that the government are not very far away from just coming out and saying, oh, come on, everyone, there's more important things in life than money. Let's all just go outside and play.
Well, America is taking a different approach with its budget deficit, and it's clear that Obama disagrees with the so-called savage austerity measures that Cameron is going with. He even wrote to Cameron last month warning against premature cuts in government spending that might drive the world into a double-dip recession. That must have been a lovely letter to receive. No, how's your summer, David? No, sorry about the World Cup. Just a, hey, Dave, don't f*** us all over, please. Love, Barry.
There you go, that was from Bugle issue 123. If you enjoyed that show, or indeed any of the 122 Bugles that preceded it, or any of the 440-odd that have followed, or any of the sub-episodes, or just anything to do with the Bugle, you can help keep the Bugle free, flourishing and independent by donating or joining the Bugle voluntary subscription scheme at thebuglepodcast.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.